The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Now, WA's mining industry has been rocked this year by allegations of sexual assaults of female workers on remote mine sites. It was first reported by the West Australian's Caitlin Rintoul, and her efforts highlighting the issue resulted in a parliamentary inquiry into the sector and forced some of the world's biggest mining companies to take responsibility. Now, Caitlin has been recognised as a finalist for the Walkleys, Australia's top prize for journalism. And there's no Rex for the wicked. She's on the road to another story already. Good morning, Caitlin.
Hey Ben, how are we doing?
Oh, good, thanks. Firstly, congratulations on the Walkley nomination. It's a massive achievement and well-deserved. How do you feel about it?
Oh, well, I think with anything, you know, when you're covering a story, you're always buoyed by any tangible change that you can create from your coverage. And, you know, so far, we've already seen Paul Prentz doing so much in this space just because of the West Australian's reporting. So any personal achievement afterwards, I mean, it's just a bonus.
Mm. And you're reporting on these sex attacks in the mining industry. It wasn't just one story. It's been dozens of stories. And the latest one reflects just what an impact they've had. Tell us what's happening at Rio.
Yeah, so Rio Tinto yesterday, momentous move. They shut down all operations in WA. That's not just at the remote mine sites, it's also in their corporate offices. Just to take a moment to reflect on the issue and its seriousness. So we had Simon Trott, the iron ore CEO, give a presentation. He spoke about where the company is going with the issue, what they're doing to mitigate and eradicate sexual harassment and assault in their company, because obviously he has previously admitted that there is cases and the West Australian has reported on one in May this year. Just a huge move to stop and recognise just how serious this issue is.
Mm, absolutely. And looking back at the past few months, what sticks in your mind as far as the stories that you've heard from victims?
Oh, obviously very traumatic accounts, but something that probably sticks in my mind is just how scared people have been to speak up and, you know, try and change things, because it is a bit of a small town when it comes to mining. Everyone's concerned about if they lose their job here, will they be able to pick one up at the next company? So, yeah, often just how suppressed victims have been, it's been really sad that they've been grappling with this alone. So it's really good that there's so much change about now because of the West Australian's reporting.
Mm, well, let's talk about those changes. What have we seen from the mining sector in response to all of this?
Well, obviously, after the reporting, there's been a parliamentary inquiry. So that has made companies stand up and take notice and look at their own books and what they're doing. And there's been a huge amount of investment. Companies have been doing internal reviews, whether that be in talking sessions, getting feedback from workers or surveys. They've also been putting in new safety measures. They've been putting in new training and education, which I think is a really great step in the right direction. And when it comes to investment, I mean, we haven't got a dollar figure across the whole industry of how much is being put in. But for, I mean, one of our biggest miners alone, BHP, they've committed to $300 million. To stop this and eradicate sexual harassment and assault. So just as that one case study, one example, you can see that they're really throwing the weight behind this and treating it seriously.
Mm, that's a massive amount of money and something that's much needed. And now you talk about the big companies being forced to be held to account for this. Governments as well, you could talk about, because the governments of all stripes in WA have been happy to turn a blind eye to what happens on these mine sites as long as the royalties keep flowing in. Does it feel like that attitude changed this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, as part of the parliamentary inquiry, we had the Department of Mines and Workplace come before the investigating committee, which is chaired by Deputy Liberal Leader Libby Menem. And the department was really criticised on what work they've been doing and whether they've just been a data collection company or whether they've actually been putting in notices and holding companies to account. So that was a really interesting testimony and a lot of criticisms for the department. So it'd be really interesting to see what the committee take out of that and put in their report, which is due to be tabled next April.
Mm, yeah, and we'll be following your reporting. Caitlin Rintoul, journalist from the West Australian and Walkley finalist. We're very proud of you and the important work that you've been doing to improve the conditions of female FIFOs in WA. Thanks for being on The West Live.
Thank you so much, Ben.